hear the word of God. You're ready? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you have prayed for this evening's service? Whenever you go to the house of God, whenever you go to the prayer meeting, I will request you to start your journey from your home by a small prayer. Ochina pradhan chesukovali. ఇంటి నుంచి బయటికి వెళ్ళకముందు ప్రార్థన చేసుకోవాలంట. ప్రభువ, నీ యొక్క మందిరముకు లేకుంటే నీ ప్రేయర్ మీటింగ్కు నన్ను తీసుకెళ్తున్నావు కదా, మరి నువ్వు నాతో మాట్లాడాలా, నన్ను సిద్ధపరచు తండ్రి అని. వీ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రే. ప్రార్థన చేసుకోకుండా వస్తే యు ఆర్ నాట్ రెడీ టు హియర్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ బికాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ కమిటెడ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ద హోలీ స్పిరిట్. We need to commit ourselves to Holy Spirit. You know, in Jewish religion, ceremonial rituals are very important. Moshe Dharma Shastram lopat rasundanta vala. It's a ceremonial rituals. The Torah is divided into three basic parts: ceremonial rituals, social rituals, and the last one is the Ten Commandments, what we speak about. They have 617 commandments. We only know about 10 commandments, right? In the Torah, there are 617 commandments they have. So one of the commandments for them is ceremonial rituals. That means they cannot enter into the tabernacle of God without taking a bath. స్నానం చేయకుండా దేవుని మందిరం లోపల రాలేదంట వాళ్ళ. దే కెనాట్ కమ్. ఎందుకు? వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ రిచువల్ కాల్? వై దిస్ రిచువల్? వెన్ దే ఆర్ టేకింగ్ బాత్ దే ఆర్ రిమైండెడ్ దట్ దే క్యాన్ వాష్ దెమ్ సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుటర్ సైడ్. ఏంటండి? దే కెన్ వాష్ దేర్ బాడీ, బట్ దే కెనాట్ వాష్ దేర్ హార్ట్. దే కెనాట్ క్లీన్ దేర్ హార్ట్. They can clean only their body. They cannot clean their heart. So it reminds them that they are going to stand in the presence of the Most High God. So before standing, they are reminded that they need to prepare themselves for cleansing. Without this ritual, they cannot come into the temple. Say amen. I don't want you to be in the presence of God without preparation. You have to prepare yourself. Then every word which you hear will be grounded on the good soil. If not, by the time you go home, the same atmosphere is there. Ippude gudi nunchi vastunna, gudi nunchi raaga, nee intlo malla identamma. That should not happen. It is all up to you how you commit. So I just request you, make sure that whenever we come into the presence of God, preparation is needed. Preparation is needed, and you need to prepare yourself and tell to God that every word what you speak from your servant may touch my heart and cleanse me. Shall we all close our eyes and get ready to receive the word of God? thank and praise you, Lord, for your blessings. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable to thee, my rock and my redeemer. And all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that God has given us talents? How many of you say that God has given me talent? దేవుడు నాకు తలాంతును ఇచ్చిండు అని ఎంతమంది అంటామండి? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యు సే ప్రైజ్ ద లార్డ్? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యు సే దట్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టాలెంట్? ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టాలెంట్, నాకు ఏమి తలాంతు లేదు, దేవుడు నాకు ఏమి ఇవ్వలేదు, ఆ ఒక తలాంతు కూడా ఇవ్వలేదు దేవుడు నాకు అని ఎంతమంది అంటారండి? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యు సే? జోల్, కెన్ యూ ప్లీజ్ కమ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ అండ్ సిట్, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ నెక్స్ట్ వీక్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్, యూ సిట్ ఇన్ ద ఫ్రంట్, రైట్? How many of you say that I don't know that what talent I have? Entha mandi cheptarandi? When God created us, right, God has given us something. Everybody, God has given us something. It is so bad, so poor, that we don't understand what God has given us. And the saddest part is when you don't understand what God has given us, you will never be able to do God's work in your life. You will just satisfy yourself by doing certain things. By doing certain things, you will say that I am doing these things for God, so God will bless me. The word commitment will be absent when you don't understand what God has given to you. And God demands that word commitment. Commitment God demands from us. If I have to explain to you that word commitment, the relationship is between a slave and the master. The relationship is like a slave and a master. Now you understand, what is the relationship between a slave and master? Slave is not boss. Correct? Is he boss? No. Slave has to do what master tells him to do, whether he likes it or not. ఆయనకు ఇష్టమో ఇష్టం లేదో, కానీ ఎప్పుడైతే యజమానుడు చెప్తాడో అది తప్పకుండా చేయాలి. అది హీ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ఇట్, హీ హ్యాస్ టు లిసన్ టు ద మాస్టర్. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, హీ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఒబీడియంట్ టు ద మాస్టర్, హీ హ్యాస్ టు ఒబే. ఒబీడియన్స్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ టోల్డ్ టు డూ. నంబర్ టూ, హీ హ్యాస్ టు లవ్ హిస్ మాస్టర్. ఎట్టి పరిస్థితుల్లో పట్ట కూడా తన యజమానుని అతడు ప్రేమించాల. ఆ యజమానుడు మూర్ఖుడైనా కానీ, ఇఫ్ దట్ ఓనర్ ద మాస్టర్ ఈజ్ అ హారబుల్ పర్సన్, హీ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఎథిక్స్, బట్ హీ కెనాట్, ద స్లేవ్ కెనాట్ ఓపెన్ హిస్ మౌత్ అండ్ సే, మాస్టర్ వై ఆర్ యూ హర్టింగ్ మీ, మాస్టర్ యూ కెనాట్ డూ దాట్. He has to love that master. Number three, the slave has to trust the master. Finished. The slave has to trust the master in any circumstances. His master is everything for him. His master is everything for him. Commitment demands these three things. Without these three things, you cannot say that I'm committed. And commitment is always a relationship which is built. Prayasapadi bharamu moichunna varulara, naa yoddaku randi. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Matthew chapter 11 and 28. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all ye that labor. In other words, Jesus is saying, commit yourself to me. Commitment. Commitment is the most important thing in every believer's life. In every believer's life, commitment is very important. Unless and until we commit ourselves, we will not love God. We will not be faithful to God. We will not obey God. We will never trust God. If you say that as a believer I am doing it, it's a delusion, Brahma. Yodo Brahmaloba Jeevisthunnam. To satisfy ourselves. But that is not the life of the believer. That is not the life of the believer. On the day of Pentecost, now we are approaching this day of Pentecost, right? After Easter, do you know, after Easter, how many weeks after Easter the day of Pentecost will happen? Anybody has an idea? You're all Christians, I know. You're all believers, I know. You all read Bible, I know. But how much Bible you read, you, I want to know. How many weeks? How many days? 50 days after 7 weeks is Pentecost, day of Pentecost. I was explaining to you there are three most important festivals in Jewish calendar. On these three festivals, every male have to be present in the temple. And one of the feasts is Pentecost, day of Pentecost. After 7 weeks, 49th day, the 50th day is a day of Pentecost. You know, on the day of Pentecost, something different happened. What happened? Everybody who was on the upper room, who were praying, they were all together. Right? They were all together. Read Bible very carefully. They were all together, together. Together in spirit. Together, present. Now, I know that you people are praying every day. There is a prayer cell going on. Let me tell you, as your pastor, you cannot use that time as you please. It is not acceptable to God. David oka manchi maata cheppindandi samayam lopata. Without cost, I will not give anything to God. Right? What did he say? Without cost, I will not give anything to God. Vilava lekunda nen devuniki edi kuda ivvanu ani cheppi. A vilava den korakantandi? What? There is sacrifice. Many times we have to sacrifice so many things. We cannot just take things for granted in our life and say that whatever I give to God, He will accept it. No. The widow gave only 2 pennies. How many pennies? 2 pennies. And her offering was accepted by our Lord. There were so many people who brought many things in offerings. But they were not accepted because, see, what God wants, this widow has given. 2 brothers, Cain and Abel. Abel brought the best offering to the Lord, what God wanted. Cain also brought the offerings, but out of his will, not out of the will of Father, God. Many times we give. We give according to our convenience, but no, please don't do that. Read the Bible very carefully. In the 2nd chapter of Acts, they were together with one accord. Whenever they met with one accord. Atma lopata ekibhavinchindranta. And you know, many times, Friday nights I go for prayer. Let me tell you something. If you know that there is a prayer meeting in your house on Friday night, get ready before everybody comes to your house. Don't wait for the people. Don't try to cook after people come. It's not important. All I want you to be ready and sit in the presence of God and listen to the word of God. That is important. The important thing is preparing yourself to be in the presence of God, preparing your soul, spirit, and mind to accept, to hear the word of God. That is important. And these people were praying. And you know what happened when they were in one accord? Atma lopata vilandaru ekibhavinchinappudu emaindantandi? Parishuddhaatma vachindanta veer meedhi. Em vachindanta? Parishuddhaatma vachindi. How many of you want the experience of the Holy Spirit? Tell me, please. How many of you want? How many of you believe that there is Holy Spirit? If you say that there is Holy Spirit, you need to have Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, I will go. The counselor, the Holy Spirit will come. He will teach you. Who will teach you? The Holy Spirit. If you are rejecting the Holy Spirit, then you are not going to learn anything about the kingdom of God. You are not going to learn anything. తెలుగులో ఒకటి ఉంది కదా సామెత, గొంగడి ఎక్కడ వేసిన గొంగడంట, పుట్టినాం బాప్టిజం తీసుకున్నాం, ఎక్కడున్నావు బాబు అంటే అక్కడిని ఉన్నా. పరిశుద్ధాత్మ ఉన్నదా సార్? ఇస్ అ క్వశ్చన్. నో, వి షుడ్ నాట్ బి బేబీస్ టు సక్ ద మిల్క్. వి షుడ్ బికమ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ టు ఈట్ ద మీట్. మీట్ ఇస్ వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. It is word of God. Now see, these people, they never knew what is happening with them. On the day of Pentecost, nobody knew what is happening with them. How things will change and how God is going to use these people. They had no clue. And today also when I'm asking you, that how many of you have recognized the talents what God has given to you? If you say that you have not recognized the talent what God has given to you, or the gift what God has given to you, then never you will commit yourself. You will always do what you want to do, and you will say that I'm happy because I'm serving God, I'm giving time to God, I'm giving my tithes to God, I'm doing this, 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 this. But never you will understand, am I giving what God wants from me? దేవునికి ఏమి కావాలో నేను ఇస్తున్నానా, లేక నాకేమి కావాలో నేను దేవునికి ఇస్తున్నానా? ఏంటండి, నీకు కావాల్సింది నువ్వు తప్పకుండా దేవునికి ఇస్తావు. నిన్న చెప్పినా, ఇంతకుముందు చెప్పినా, మళ్ళీ చెప్తున్నా, నీకు ఇష్టమైనది దేవునికి ఇష్టం లేనిది. దేవునికి ఇష్టమైనది నీకు కష్టమైనది, నీకు కష్టమైనది దేవునికి ఇష్టమైనది. ఏం చేస్తావు? దేవునికి ఇష్టమైనది చేస్తావా, లేకుండా నీకు ఇష్టమైనది చేస్తావా? దేవునికి ఇష్టమైనది చేయాలంటే నీకు కష్టమైనది అది కదా, ఎందుకంటే అది నీకు ఇష్టం లేనిది. దేవుని ప్రతిక్రియ కూడా, దేవుని ప్రతి మాట కూడా మనకి ఇష్టం లేనటువంటిది, ఎందుకంటే అది కష్టమైనది. మన ఒక మాట అన్నాడు, నా కాడే మూసి చూడండి, అది చాలా సులువుగున్నది అని చెప్పి కదా. టేక్ మై యోక్, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఈజీ టు బేర్, టు క్యారీ. అన్లెస్ అండ్ అంటిల్ యూ టేక్ దట్ యోక్, కాడ ఎప్పటి వరకు అయితే నువ్వు మొయ్యవో, మరి ఎస్ఐ ఎటువంటి మనకు తెలియదు. యు నీడ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్. సో యు నో, ఆన్ ద డే ఆఫ్ పెంతెకోస్ట్ సంథింగ్ కేమ్ అండ్ గాడ్ హ్యాస్ బ్లెస్డ్ దీస్ పీపుల్. నెంబర్ వన్, దేవేర్ ఇన్ వన్ స్పిరిట్. దేవేర్ ఇన్ వన్ స్పిరిట్. యు నీడ్ టు బి ఇన్ వన్ స్పిరిట్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ ప్రేయింగ్. ఐ అప్రిషియేట్ the church comes and prays every day together, but let me tell you something, when you people are in one spirit, oneness, understanding that this time of prayer is very precious, the Holy Spirit will pour upon you. Amen. Chopanna amma, meeku aashirvadakaramaina maatalu cheptunte kuda amen antaleru. Amen ante artham enti? Let it happen. I'm saying that when you are in one spirit and praying, the God will pour Holy Spirit on you. What should you say? Let's go to Romans chapter 11. I want to show you one verse. Romans chapter 11 and verse 29. Can somebody read for me, please? Telugu chadavandamma, evaraina? Now when God gives us, he will not regret, because God has put his gifts in everybody's life. In everybody's life, God has put a gift. There is no question. You know, if you say that I cannot remember, I cannot recognize my spirit, you are like a heathen. If you go and speak to a non-Christian, he will give the same answer. And if that same answer comes from a believer, what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer? There is no difference. Non-believer who do not believe in Jesus Christ says, I don't recognize. And the believer who believes in Jesus Christ and reads Bible every day and says that I don't know what is my talent and what is my gift. Both are equal. God gives gifts to everybody. You know, let me tell you something. This is my promise card. When I became a Christian, when I accepted Jesus in my life, I'm born in a Christian family. I was an organist in Centenary Methodist Telugu Church, Hyderabad, Chapel Road, for 15 years. I'm a born Christian. From my childhood, my parents have taken me to church. I never knew how God is going to use me. And always I used to think that if God calls me, because of music, I always used to say that I will be a worship leader. That was my assumption. I settled myself. I said, if God calls me, I already have a talent of music. I can lead the music. I can sing for God. So I'll be a worship leader. Never I thought that I'll become a pastor. 1988. It's about 26 years back. First time, I was in a fellowship, 31st night. And I was worshiping God. And I don't know what happened to me. I was crying. And I was looking to myself. It was a very small fellowship, hardly about 10, 15 people. And there was oneness. Everybody was praying and worshiping God. And in that, I was also geared up and started praising and worshiping God, because I know all the songs, Andhra Kaya Kistan, everything I know. I was singing. And that night something happened. And as we were taking the promise cards, I got this promise. I don't know why I have stored this card. It's always in my Bible. This card is 26 years old card. You want to hear the sound? How many years?
36.
I believe when God speaks to us, when God gives us talent, I believe. I never understood the verse. Then the brother who was leading the service says, "Brother, me came watching, brother. Idu ochina naike vartham ga." Then he read and he said, "Brother, you must be very careful because God has called you for ministry and God is going to use you in the ministry." And I put, "Praise the Lord." I said, "Praise the Lord, because I have talent, I can. Praise God, I can lead the worship service." No. The moment I accepted God, he started teaching me the word of God. He says, "I have given you a very special talent. You are like David. You can worship God and you can bring the presence of God and you can proclaim the word of God." I was very shy. God has given me good talent of music, but because of that shyness, I used to do wrong. But as it goes, you know, God has prepared me. I'm not saying this to just boost myself. Evidence, you can see how God uses. Understanding what God has given to us, he will not take it away from us. But God has given gifts to every person. God has given gifts to every person. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The beauty of the Corinthians is, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14, he speaks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. He speaks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. But between chapter 12 and 14, he brings the chapter, love chapter. That is Corinthians 13. How many of you know Corinthians 13? మనుషుల భాషలతోను దేవదత్తుల భాషలతోను నేను మాట్లాడిన ప్రేమ లేని వాడనైతే మ్రోగుడు కంచును గనగనలాడు తాళమునయుందును. అబ్బా, దేవుని స్తోత్రం. ప్రేమ లేని వాడనైతే ఏంటంటండి? ఒట్టి శబ్దమే, లోపట ఏం లేదంట. దిస్ నథింగ్. బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ సేస్, యు నో, లెట్స్ గో టు రోమన్స్ చాప్టర్, సారీ, ఫస్ట్ కొరింథియన్స్ చాప్టర్ 12 అండ్ Verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of spirits, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of works, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now here, he brings the Trinity. Tritvam diskunastra. I parishuddhatma devudanta, when God gives us this spiritual gifts, all the Trinity is involved so that he will get the best from us. So if you are unable to recognize your gift, what God has given you, you don't know what God wants to do, Father. You don't know what Son wants to do. You don't know what the Spirit wants to do in you. You are rejecting all these three people. But he says, the same Spirit is giving gifts to everybody. The same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, Parishuddhatma. The whole thing what he's talking is the Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gives us the gifts. Now let me tell you something. Gift is given to you free. You don't pay anything for that. Okay? You don't pay anything for that. How many of you pay for gifts? When you give gift, you have to pay. You have to pay, buy and give. But if you're receiving a gift, now here I'm talking to you is receiving a gift. How many of you pray to receive a gift? We don't pay to receive a gift. It is free. The Holy Spirit knows what to give to you, what to give to me. He knows that Jaya cannot stand here and preach. Correct? He knows Sweetie cannot stand here and preach. Am I right? So Holy Spirit knows what these people can do. Holy Spirit knows that what I can do, what Israel Raj can do. You get me? Holy Spirit knows what we can do. So according to our ability, the Holy Spirit gives us this talent. When Jesus called, Jesus is explaining to us in a parable. He says, one master called three people. He gave 5 talents to one guy, 2 talents to one guy, and 1 talent to one guy. These people never asked and said, give me 5, give me 2, give me 1. It was to the master. What to give to each person? Even the one guy, God knew that what this guy is going to do with his talent. But he still gave him. You get me? Even to the one guy who's going to bury that talent, the master said, I'm going to give you 1 talent. Because tomorrow you should not say that you have not given me. Without giving you a talent, I cannot expect anything from you. నీకు ఇయ్యకుండా నేను ఏది కూడా ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ చేయలేను నీ దగ్గర నుంచి, కనుక నీకు ఇస్తున్నాను. I don't know whether you have 1 talent or 5 talents or 2 talents. But my prayer, always I pray to God, that Lord, I know that I have 1 talent. But I pray to you very sincerely, let me not dig and put this talent in the ground. That's my prayer. I say that, Prabhu, naaku okati talent ichindi ochunu naaku. But I don't want to be like this person. I want to use this talent. I want to invest this talent. Because I know that this talent is given from you to me. And I need to be sincere. Holy Spirit gives us a talent. Say amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit gives us a talent. Parishuddhatma manaku talantam istunnadu. Okay? The Holy Spirit gives us a talent. Number 2, the second thing happens. When the Holy Spirit gives us a talent, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of service. In the church, there are different kinds of service. People are singing, somebody is playing music, somebody is worshiping, somebody is screaming. You know, somebody says that, come Lord Jesus. There's somebody who is cooking, somebody who is eating. Right? There's somebody who goes and picks up people. There's somebody who runs the PowerPoint. Somebody is happening. So God knows to whom these services are given. And he knows how to abstract these services from each and every person. But understand, until you understand that this is the talent given to you by God. I never refused and said that I am not a speaker, I will not speak. No. Back home, on the Lent days in Methodist Church, we used to go every evening, we used to go for preaching. 40 days they used to do. One day pastor was not there and I was the group leader. What group leader has to do? Fill the pastor's position. Rangam lopati dimpesi. Le same chepala. Chamtalu ostunayi. It is in my diary what I spoke on first time. the day and date, everything is there. ఎవరి ఇంట్లో మాట్లాడినా కూడా రాసిపెట్టు. ఆ చెమటలతోటి ఆది కాండం నుంచి ప్రకటన గ్రంథం వరకు చెప్పేసాను. ఫ్రమ్ జెనసిస్ టు రెవల్యూషన్ మొత్తం 45 minutes చెప్పాలా? తెలియదు. You know, God brings that circumstances when He knows how to use it. Our services, God knows. We need to be prepared. Now, I just can't stand and say that I don't know how to speak. So, no, I asked strength. I believe in God. If that God, if that chance is given to me, if that service is given to me, there is a person who will take care of me. And Lord Jesus says, I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you for this service. Who has chosen us? Jesus has chosen us. Lord means Jesus. The Holy Spirit says that I have given you the gift. Lord Jesus says, I have chosen you to do this service. John 15th chapter. Let's go to John 15th chapter and 14th verse. We are going to come back to this portion again. John 15 and verse 19. Entendi. You are not from this world. We are not from this world. If you are from this world, then you will listen to this world and the world will love you very much. That's the reason I said, Devuniki ishtamaina panulu manaku kashtamaina panulu. Kani manaku kashtamaina panulu Devuniki ishtamaina panulu. If you love this world, there are so many things you can do. Yesterday I was preaching yesterday evening and I could sense what's happening. Immediately the Holy Spirit said, okay, tomorrow what day? And because somebody has said something, oh, tomorrow we are, our team is playing finals. I said, how many of you go to church in the morning? And there were hands up. I said, no watching TV. Tomorrow you will be in the neeku ishtamaina panulu. కదండి, కదా, నీకు ఇష్టమైన పనులు చేయలేము, ఎందుకంటే దేవునికి ఇష్టం లేనటువంటి పనులు. వి నీడ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రిన్సిపల్ డిసిప్లిన్ అండ్ దే షుడ్ బి ఎ ఆర్డర్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. దే షుడ్ బి ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ మన జీవితం లోపల. దే షుడ్ బి ప్రిన్సిపల్స్, దే షుడ్ బి ఆర్డర్, వి షుడ్ బి డిసిప్లిన్డ్. ఇఫ్ వి ఆర్ సర్వింగ్ గాడ్, వి ఆర్ సర్వింగ్ ద మోస్ట్ హై గాడ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. We need to discipline. We need to know how to talk to Him. We need to know how to come into His presence. We need to know how to bow down before Him. We need to know how to address Him. And He says, I have chosen you. That's the reason the world will hate you. Because you're not going to do what the world wants you to do. You will do My service. Because I know what I have given to you. Say amen.
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 God has specified. God has given us talents. God has given us something. If you cannot recognize that something in you, you are useless. Gana gana laadu thalamani. Rogudu kanchulu gana gana laadu thalam. Otti shabdam ostadanta. Kaani lopata em undadanta. Holy Spirit has given us the talent and the Lord is giving us the service to serve Him. He has shed His blood. He has cleansed us through His blood and brought us into the church to serve Him. God has chosen you. You have not chosen Him. Nivu devuni erparchukoledandi. Ninnu devudu peru petti pilisindanta. He has called us by names. He knows our names. He has brought us out of darkness into light to proclaim his goodness. To proclaim his goodness. Not only that. Now see, here again. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12. The third one. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of works, but the same God. Praise the Lord. Now here comes God the Father. The Spirit gives us the work. He gives us the talents. The Son says, I have chosen you for specific reason. And Father says, I will take you where I need you. I was praying. I've told my children also. I said, I feel I'm in very comfort zone. I'm in comfort zone. And my eldest daughter immediately said, Daddy, you are in your comfort zone, Daddy. And a comfort zone lunte mala jeetham kuda manchukundala kada. But I told that I feel I'm in comfort zone. I have my children with me, my grandkids. I have church, everything. You know, I praise God. I need not worry for anything. But no, I worry for so many things. Because God has called me to save souls. And if God says that, my son, you have finished your job in this church, I have to move, that's all. And I will say yes to that. No doubt. If God says that, my son, I have specific work for you, and I am taking you out of this church, I will go away. I will step out. Because all I want in my life, His will should be done in my life. Devuni chittamu mana jeevithamlo nerverchabadalu. If you say, Lord, thank you for giving me wonderful job, good salary, 100K, 80K, 70K, 60K, 120K, 150K, and I'm very comfortable, you are not child of God. You are not child of God. Doesn't want, God will not put us in our comfort zone. Never. God wants us to cry in His presence for the lost souls. And I don't know how many of you cry for the lost souls. God is going to bless us. But let me tell you something. All the gifts have been given to us for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ. Yesu yokka shariram anaga sangamu koraku vaadabadalaniki ichinaadu mana swanta panla koraku gaadandi. If God has given you talent to sing, He has given you talent to sing for His praises. He has given His talent to sing for His praises. If God has given you talents to play music, He has given that talent to be used for His glory. If God has given you talent to play guitar, He wants you to stand here and play. Because the talent has been given to you. If you are not doing it, then we are disobedient to God. If I say that, Lord, I can pray and worship and play and sitting here and watching. No. God has given us with certain purposes in our life, and we need to obey that. And that is for the edification of the church. That is the edification of the church, not for our own talents. See, I have talents. I have talents. And I said, Lord, I thank and praise you, God. And what I was doing. Israel Raj knows. He came to my hotel, 5-star hotel, Anna, nightclubs. Jing bang. I said, oh, God has blessed me. No. I never realized. But the moment I realized, I knelt in the presence of God. No more I will enter into these places, but Lord, only I will worship you. If today I stand, even though we are hit by so many storms in our life, it's the grace of God which makes me and my family to stand in the presence of the congregation. But let me tell you one thing. The spiritual gifts are given to us to be used for the glory of God. But the spiritual gifts will not save you or bring salvation in your life. The spiritual gifts has nothing to do with your salvation. That is a different department, totally. The Holy Spirit gives you the gifts. The Son says, this is your work. The Father says, I will take you to the places where you have to serve me. Just because you're doing it, it doesn't mean to say that there is holiness in you. Matthew chapter 5, when we read, let's go. This is a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is speaking. It's 7, I think. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And I'm reading from verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drove out the demons and perform miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. They had the gift of the Spirit, prophecy, healing, right? Playing music, preaching, everything these people have had. But on the last day when they come into the judgment, Jesus said, I don't know. I don't know. You know why? These people have used these gifts for their edification, not for the edification of God. ఈ తలాంతులు దేవుడు ఇచ్చినటువంటి తలాంతులు వారి యొక్క ఘనత కొరకు వాడుకున్నారంట. దేవుని మహిమ కొరకు వాడలేదంటండి. దే హ్యావ్ నాట్ యూజ్డ్. దట్స్ ద రీజన్ ఐ సెడ్, ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ టు గాడ్ వాట్ యు లైక్, యూ విల్ బి లైక్ దీస్ పీపుల్. కేయిన్ గేవ్ టు గాడ్ వాట్ హీ లైక్డ్, బట్ హీ వాజ్ రిజెక్టెడ్. Don't do that. Understand and ask God, you have given me the gift. I have that gift. You have called me out of this world. Teach me how to serve you. Take me to the place where you want me to be. That should be our prayer. That should be our prayer. Then you will listen on the last day. Well done, my servant. You are faithful. Come and inherit the kingdom of God which has been prepared for you. Bala namakamaina manchi dasuda. Kodi vaatlo chaala namakamga untu kanaka nee koraku siddha parichina vadanatvanti pratidi kuda nuvu pondukovantu. When you understand the gift in your life, when you understand the purpose of gift in your life, when you understand the place where God wants you to be, you will be blessed. Just because you have gift, it doesn't mean to say that there will be holiness in your life. No. అందుకొరకే 12th chapter and 14th chapter, two chapters speaks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but in between he brought the love factor. What he brought?
Love.
The love factor. And love is one of the beautiful character of commitment. Love is one of the beautiful character of commitment. Commitment is when I become a slave to my master. When I trust my master. When I obey my master. When I say that not me, but it is all you in my life. God wants to bless us. How many of you recognize your gift in your life? How many of you recognize the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life? Unless and until you recognize that gift, you will not be able to commit yourself to God. You will not be able to commit yourself to God. You will be disobedient. Faith brings obedience. Obedience is doing what you are told to do. That is the meaning of obedience. What is obedience? Doing what you are told to do. Finished. No explanation. If you are giving any explanation, you are disobedient. Nammi baptizamu pondinatvanti vadu rakshinchabadunu, nammani variki siksha vidinchabadu. If you believe in God, do it. That is obedience. No explanation, no resistance, but accepting the truth of God in your life. And today I want to pray with you. And I want you to look into yourself. Do you know what gift the Holy Spirit has given to you? If you don't understand, ask and He shall give to you. Let's close our eyes. As we look to the Lord, let us examine ourselves. Let us come into the presence of God. And let us dedicate ourselves to God. Say that, Lord, I'm confused. I don't know what is happening in my life. Then this is the time you need to commit yourself to God and say that, Lord, please reveal to me the gift you have given to me so that I may be obedient to you. I may understand. I may follow your instructions. I want to love you, Father. I love you. I want to be obedient to you. This is the time, my friends. If you say that, Pastor, I want you to pray a special prayer for me, because I have to be used by God. Dedicate myself to God. I want God to speak to me and tell me. And many times God is speaking to you, but you are unable to understand what is the plan and purpose of God in your life. And you are trying to do what you want to do, that is going against the will of God. And if you raise your hands, I'm going to pray for you. Then, Pastor, please pray that I want to do the will of God, no matter whatever happens to me. God. My friends, let me tell you something. If you cannot God's calling, you cannot do it anywhere in this world. If you raise your hands, I'm just going to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. Make you to understand and explain to you what the Spirit tells you, what the Son is doing with you, what the Father wants you to do. These three agree with each other. Father, I thank and praise you. I thank and praise you for speaking with us. Tonight, all of us, we need your direction. We need you, O Father. Because you have called us, so Lord, many times we are confused because of our weaknesses. It's not because of you. Because of our weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, I bind every weakness in the name of Jesus and release your Holy Spirit upon your children. On the day of Pentecost, as your people have experienced your power, may they understand and experience your power.